The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Coming to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. With challenging times upon us, Rocket Mortgage prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. These folks want to help, folks. They want to help. They want to be there for you. So even if you have not been a current Rocket Mortgage customer, you can make that call and you can find out how they can help you out. And I can tell you, I think you'll have a very, very positive experience. And right now, customer service experiences that are positive, aren't they greatly appreciated right now? I talked to a gentleman yesterday in the service industry, and he flat out said, he goes, people have been nicer. He has to keep everybody in line at the Home Depot on their X's and has to, you know, say, could you step there? Could you move there? And he says people have been nicer during the pandemic. And I'm like, that's really that was like the best news I've heard. People being nicer to each other during the pandemic. Maybe there's some things that will stick. And that could be one of them. All right, we get started this hour. And I'll keep the phone lines open for you all day at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. And I'll flat out say it early. I never have been a Jim Harbaugh fan. I think Jim Harbaugh did a fine job with the San Francisco 49ers and with Stanford as a head coach. I think that he has been all hat, no cattle at Michigan. All talk, nothing to back it up. But, when I say but, I'm going to tell you that I am totally on Team Harbaugh with the open letter that he put out this week where he believes the NCAA needs to change things up. And it is going to be met. I live in the great American South, broadcasting out of 680 The Fan in Atlanta, home of the John Kincaid Show, home of Buck and Kincaid, the show I do during the week with my partner, Buck Ballou. And we are the college football voice of the South. That's the station. And I can assure you, Jim Harbaugh was already public enemy number one. Jim Harbaugh's proposal that college players should be allowed to leave at any time that they wish for the NFL draft is going to go over like a fart in church. That is going to be met with great resistance. Because you see, anything that potentially messes with Saturday afternoon is going to be met with horrible resistance. It's going to be considered, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. Because you see, college athletics, and we've known this forever, is not about the players. It's about the fans of the sports, the fanboys of the sport who cover the sport. Jay Billis is one of my favorites to hear talk about college basketball. And over the years, I've really enjoyed getting a chance to, you know, have Jay Billis on the air, talk with Jay Billis, debate with Jay Billis from time to time. Really love his work. But Jay Billis is one of those guys. It's not the idea that, yes, he wants the players protected by the NCAA, that the NCAA doesn't do enough to protect the players. I'm going to say here's even better, and I'll take this and I'll go Jay Billis to one further. Stop making the players beholden to the NCAA at all. And for NFL players, that's what Jim Harbaugh is saying. Guys go to college and they want to be in the NFL. Harbaugh's proposal is that every college player can declare for the draft whenever they want. And if they aren't drafted, they can go back to the school that they come from. Once. So you can do that. You can declare for the draft. If you're not drafted, you can go back to the school where you were playing before with no penalty from the NCAA. I want to ask anybody, what is the problem with that proposal? And why in any way would somebody really take issue with it? Why? I'll spoiler alert, turn down the radio if you don't want the answer. They're not worried about the student athlete. All they're worried about is their Saturday afternoons. I don't understand why anybody would be against a college athlete who, by the way, plays college football. And what do they hope? They hope to get to the NFL and they hope to get paid big money. Just like when I send my kid to college, I hope she can use the education that she gets there to turn it into a big paycheck someday. That's what everybody's looking for, right? Yet there are some that will fight vehemently against this. We cannot have players being able to declare for the draft after their freshman year. Why not? Or after their sophomore. Why not? Why can't they? If an NFL team wants to take a draft pick and they want to pick somebody, well, it would be too unsafe. These guys are too big for these young kids. BS. You want to draft somebody? And you want to draft them? You might draft them and stash them for a year. You may draft them and cultivate them for a year. If a player wants to play NFL football and you think they're a little undersized and need a little more time in the weight room, but you love the skill set, you should be able to draft them. And you know what? That player should be able to leave college football anytime they want to go get a job, a paying job. I love this out of Jim Harbaugh. And I never give Jim Harbaugh credit for anything. This is a great idea, coach. This is great. Your summer field trips to Italy or something? I have no interest in hearing about them or otherwise. This grabs my attention. This is interesting to me. I'm excited to see where this goes. There are going to be a lot of people that want to stand in Jim Harbaugh's way because they don't want players to have freedom. Because there's alumni and there's Walmart alumni. I see it down here in the South. You've got people with parchment on the wall. And for a lot of major programs in other parts of the country, this is the same way it is. But I'll tell you how it is where I experience it. There are fans that have parchment on the wall from the school that they follow. And then you've got the Walmart alumni. Because of the fact that much areas of the South did not have professional sports, college sports is the tradition that a lot of families grew up with. And a lot of them are Walmart alumni. They go to Walmart and they buy a t-shirt. And that becomes their team. And that's the team they root for. And that's who they obsess about 24/7. And that's awesome. It's religion. It's excitement. It's family legacy. Just as maybe being a Cowboy fan or a Giant fan or an Eagle fan or Bear fan gets passed along within generations of a family. Same type of way. But anything that gives the college players more control, that gives them more of an opportunity to move between programs, more opportunity to declare for the draft if they choose to, and more importantly, to come back to college if they're not drafted. I love it. Jim Harbaugh, I'm here to rip you when things go that I don't believe go in the right direction. I'll rip you. But on this proposal, thank you for looking out for the student athlete. It's very, very good. You can join us on the phone lines at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle insurance policies for current and new customers. That's going to last your full policy term. I want you to visit geico.com/giveback for more information and for eligibility. Dennis in New Hampshire joins us on the John Kincaid Show. How are you, Dennis?
Hey, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing well, Dennis. What's going on? You're very enthusiastic this morning.
That's a great idea. I like what Jim Harbaugh is thinking. And you're right. I don't agree with him very often either, but that's not a bad idea. I like that because you know what? When you're 18 years old, hey, you can join the Army and go fight for your country. Why can't you play in the NFL?
Well, you don't let them have beer, which I always have thought is rather stupid. That we don't let an 18-year-old have beer, so then 18-year-olds sneak around and get beer.
Exactly,
which makes no sense. Or parents just look the other way and act like their little Johnny and Cindy aren't drinking beer.
Exactly. I know, but it's just crazy. We can get a driver's license at 16. That's responsible to get a license at 16 to drive a car.
You can get one right there. I'm in Georgia right now. We're giving out driver's license without having to take the driver's test.
I heard that.
It's more stupid than anything. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. By the way, over 20,000 kids have taken advantage of it. When my car insurance rates go up, I'm going to be really happy. I'm going to call
pay for somebody else's kid. Shouldn't be driving to have a license.
I'm going to call Geico and say, why am I, can you help me out with a better insurance rate? Because we've just unleashed 20,000 kids on the road who haven't had to take the proper driver's tests.
Right. So now, of course, they're still on their parents' insurance. So their parents' insurance is going to go up.
I'm telling you.
My kid play in the NFL when you're 18 or 19.
Exactly.
Or whatever,
I would stash him on a, if a kid wants to go to the NFL, I'd draft him on the third day and I'd stash him. If it took him a year to build him up, to help bulk them up a little bit and everything. And I had a talent and the kid wanted to come to the NFL. That's what I'd be doing. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your call. Carlos in Kentucky joins us. Carlos, welcome to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. And I want to take the time out and commend you because of the fact that number one, you tell it straight. Like you said, with Coach Harbaugh, sometimes he can say a few things that, kind of rub you the wrong way, but this one, he hit the nail dead on the head.
Yeah, exactly, because we don't have to agree, and like even you and I, we don't have to, I'm sure you're listening, if you listen to the show, we don't agree on every issue probably, but people can dialogue, and Jim Harbaugh, I think, is looking out for the kids, Carlos. And that's what I think. He's looking out for the young men and women of profession that want to be, well, not really women for the NFL, but who knows? Maybe someday.
You're right. But, even if the kid wants to come out, and they put him on the farm team.
Yes.
But they've already drafted him,
Yes, they drafted him and they're paying him like a professional. And by the way, when my daughter goes to college, Carlos, I want her to go to college to get a degree to get a job. That's why I'm sending her there,
Amen. Amen. I agree with you 100%.
And Carlos, I don't know about you. I came from a working middle class background, working middle class families. There are a lot of kids who don't come from that. And I consider myself blessed that I had mom and dad and a working middle class neighborhood that was really, really solid. I think that gave me. And guess what? For the kids who don't have that, I'd love for them to have some money in their pocket. I'd love for them to be able to raise up their families. I'd love for them to be able to raise up their mom who maybe sacrificed and kept them safe, things like that. You know what I mean? I don't understand people that they want to put systems in place because you know why? They're trying to protect their Saturday afternoons.
They're protecting their Saturday afternoons, and you're being so, so kind. I can say this because of the fact that I don't work for CBS. It's all about the dollar.
It is all about the dollar. I mean, it really is. And you know what? It's free labor. Free labor. That's why I love seeing these kids. And by the way, I've changed on this. Over the years, I've gotten more and more pro the student athlete and less the establishment as I've gotten older. And usually guys in this country go the other way. They get more establishment as they get older. I've gone more the other way. I want these young kids to grab the fact that they're going to be able to, profit off their likeness. That's awesome to me.
It is.
I can't wait. What's the big program where you are? The biggest program?
University of Louisville.
Okay. I want to see a kid, the University of Louisville quarterback, be able to take money from my man Shaquille O'Neal and Papa John's. I want them to be able to get a local car dealership to endorse them. I want that. You know what I mean? I want these kids lining their pockets with some money. And
about this.
What's that?
The money that the NCAA make off of these kids.
Oh my gosh. You know, seriously.
And then you turn around and you throw in the revenue, especially at football, what they make. I mean, so why can't these kids make some more money?
Yes.
Look at what the NBA is doing. They're bringing back the situation where the kids can come out of high school
and that
and
should
go
be
straight into the NBA.
And it should be. How many? I mean, if they want to do it, and by the way, now with the D League, if they don't end up, you know, there's a chance for them to be in the D League, and there's a chance for them to be able to develop their game. And guys are making rosters out of the D League now, so I love it. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your call today, and I hope everybody is ready to take care of mom today on Mother's Day, and make sure that mom gets all the love and attention she deserves. I will be trying to make sure that my wife is well celebrated today. Even in the midst of a pandemic, we'll see what we can do. All right, we got a lot coming up for you at 855-212-4CBS. Our toll-free line will be open for you at 855-212-4CBS. But coming up on the show, and it is a story that to me has grabbed my attention. Why in the world do we have to be making decisions for September in May? Sounds like something's up. We'll get to that next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Hopefully you feel like a friend, part of the family. We appreciate you every single week hanging out with the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And did you know that today at 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, hold on tight and get ready to see the best bull riders in action. Tune in as Jose Vitor Lemie from Brazil tries to stay on top of the leaderboard as American Jess Lockwood is right behind him and goes for his second win of the season. Watch the PBR Cooper Tires Invitational on CBS Sports Network. Have you ever ridden a bull, Anthony?
No, just a horse.
I've ridden a horse also.
Which is very intimidating.
Riding a horse was?
Yes, just because they're so big and they're so strong and they could easily just flick you off their back if they wanted to. And to them, you're just like a little bug on them.
I think it was Camelback out in Arizona is where I rode a bull. I mean, rode a horse.
Same bull.
the PBR bar right here at Battery Atlanta next to the Braves Stadium is where I rode a bull. I think I only made it 4.7 seconds or something like that. And man, it threw me. But it was actually fun. Because they got the bumpers. They got the bumpers set up. So you're not gonna really hurt yourself.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in myself. Usually I'm pretty brave, but when I went to Tennessee back in November, I went to
afraid?
One of the bars and they had the mechanical bull. I didn't wind up doing it.
Really?
I should have done it.
What, were you afraid of the women in the bar would look at you and think you're a wimp? I mean, honestly, is that what you were afraid of?
Man.
Did you not want to look like a wimp in front of the women in the bar?
That could be part of it.
Do you realize that can be disarming, too? That could be fun? That you actually had the cojones to step up and to try something? Think about it that way. Just think about it that way. It might have been better for you. I need Anthony to look up something for me. He's going to look it up for me here. I had a dream last night. I'll tell you about it coming up. Really spooky dream. Like, it was weird. Scott in Georgia joins us, though, on the John Kincaid Show. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, and let's see you every week in Atlanta. So
thank you, Scott.
Voice,
I appreciate it, buddy.
I got to be honest. I disagree on this point because, and yes, I fit the category of a guy who's got the parchment on the wall and has grown
see,
up.
See, I like... I trust your, I honestly, it might not be fair, but I give your opinion a little more validity when you do have the parchment on the wall. Always have.
And you're right. It is a religion in the South. It is something that is built from the, but when I look at the guys, and I'm a guy who also comes at this from the angle of a coach of youth sports, and I'm lucky to have two guys that are D1 recruits this year, a couple that are at D1 schools right now.
Excellent.
And I guess... And what I look at it, it's such a beautiful vehicle for them to have a chance to better their lives. And I'm afraid that if you open up the kind of situation Harbaugh's talking about, there will be some that are smart enough to make that right decision. But there will be many others that will cut short what would have been their best chance, which is to stay and get that degree and change their lives through that academic side. And unfortunately, they'll have people chirping in their ears. They'll have agents and whoever else chirping in their ears, and they'll jump in there. They'll go nowhere. They'll have no degree.
Here's the only thing I'll say to you, Scott, is that you obviously are coming from it of an angle where you you interact with these young athletes and you try to help them reach that dream. So you also have a different perspective, and I respect your perspective. The only thing I'd say to you is, like, even as a parent and a parent of a soon-to-be 11th grader, you don't get to make – like, I'll say it sometimes. My wife and I will talk about things, and I'll be like, we don't get to make these decisions for her. This is her chance to make these decisions. And I don't think anybody should be imposing life decisions on young men who could go to war. I like that. I don't believe an 18-year-old shouldn't be allowed to have a beer. Like, to me, it's just I feel that way. So I don't believe there should be we should be imposing go get the degree, because I know for a fact how there are many, many that don't go and get a degree. They don't even belong. Many of them don't even belong in the schools that they're in. They would have no chance to go to that school otherwise. So the academics is more just a vehicle to get them to where they want to be.
I would advocate maybe a system like baseball, where you go out as a high school kid and the NFL has a plan where they're going to bring these guys in, give them some accounting training, giving them some life skill training. Maybe a system like that, and like, if you go straight to high school, if we draft you, we think enough of you as an 18-year-old playing at North Gwinnett High School, that we think we can translate you into an NFL football player. We're going to then teach you some life skills that you would have learned in college. Maybe that kind of program, but if you don't go then, you go to college and you got to stay at least 3 years, which is, of course.
Well, I think what Harbaugh is saying is you're free to leave after your first year. You're free to leave after your second year. You're free to leave after your third year. You every year have that opportunity to leave. And if you are drafted, you can't go back. So that's when you, but if you're not drafted, you can go back. And I wouldn't see any problem with that. And by the way, at North Gwinnett High School, for those listening across the country, they got a lot of guys who are big enough to go to the NFL. And they do. They often. Thank you, buddy. Yep. I appreciate it, Scotty. Take care, man. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony, I need you to analyze a dream for me. So last night I had a dream that I was in a hotel room on some sort of a business trip, and there were mice running around the room. Like mice running around the hotel room. There were mice in my hotel room, totally freaking me out. And I'm not afraid of mice. Now, I think if I had a room full of mice, it might be think differently. Do you have any idea what that could mean?
This website that I'm on, it says dreams about a mouse inside your house. Now, I know you're in your hotel, but I mean, I guess this would be most similar.
Sure.
If you see a mouse running around your home, then this is actually a good sign, even though you might not think it is. You might think it's not. Mouse is very close to his pack, and this is why it is a good sign to see a mouse in your house. They usually travel in groups, and overall, family is something that has been linked to mice. So dreams like this represent peace and harmony in your home and in family.
Well, that's good then, because we've done real well, surprisingly, because I can be annoying as hell. And even to people who love me dearly, I can be, you know, a little bit. We were talking about it yesterday. My wife and daughter and I were all saying we've done really well during the pandemic. Like, I've heard people just saying there's been some family conflict or everybody can't wait to get out from each other. We've actually had a very positive time with that. Maybe that's what it is.
Were they running away from you, or they were running around the room.
Now, here's the thing. Olivia got a hamster around 10 days ago. And I'm thinking it has something to do that I was thinking about that hamster. That I say, because I was not a fan of the decision to get the hamster. But I didn't block it. I wanted to say no. I always tell my wife, I tease her. I said, you're the party of no. Because my wife's first answer is no, and then you try to get her off the no into where she'll consider something.
You know what I used to have a dream about all the time? My teeth. My teeth would always fall out in my dreams.
Or your teeth were falling out? That mean?
They were breaking.
Is it sexual frustration?
Out.
I'm guessing sexual frustration from not enough action on the dating apps Did I read that wrong?
I do very well on the dating
Well, what does
apps.
That mean? On the Bumblebee, you were doing real well, yes.
I actually did have an issue with one of my teeth.
Really?
And after I went to the dentist and got the issue addressed, I stopped having the dreams about my teeth falling out.
Okay, that's wild.
I have not had a dream about my teeth falling out since I went to the dentist and I got the problem fixed.
By the way, I got my teeth cleaned last Monday. I had every 6 months go get my teeth cleaned, and my appointment was for last Monday morning, and I always do it at 7 a.m. in the morning, first thing, so I know I'm never going to get held up by if they're running late. And Dr. Frederick does a great job for me. Love you, Doc. Big Georgia fan. And it ended up being the first day that they were open for cleanings. His practice has taken care of people in emergencies during the pandemic, but it was the first day they were open for cleanings. And the young lady was wearing one of those, like, sort of like a welder's mask, you know, with that giant plastic thing over her face. And she was also wearing a mask below that, but it went beautifully. And my teeth were just fantastic and strong. So those people out there, if you're getting your things are going back to normal. Slower, sure, depending on where you are in the country. Hopefully you're getting out there and getting your feet wet as you're comfortable with. And if you're not comfortable, just take your time. If you're not comfortable, take your time. It doesn't mean you're scared. It just means you're being cautious. For some of you, that means you're probably being overcautious. But a lot of times you're going to think someone is being overcautious, and maybe grandma lives with them. Maybe they have a compromised immune system. Their wife back home has a compromised immune system. We don't know each person's reasoning for how they're dealing with this. So just let's see if we can be kind, a little patient. But hopefully everybody doesn't get crippled with a fear of going out of their home, that you start to venture out and you start to do things in a slow and responsible fashion. And whatever that means for you. Whatever that means for you, hopefully everybody's taking care of each other. We got a lot coming up. 855-212-4CBS. We'll keep the phone line open for you. I learned last night that I guess a paycheck speaks over anything. And this governor seems like they might be doing something that I'm wondering what the motivation is. We'll get to that next.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Hopefully your inspirational mothers were a lot like Mary Tyler Moore. And on Mother's Day 2020, hopefully you're taking care of mom, making her feel special. And I'm sure in this era of social distancing, honestly, as much as you can do just to reach out today and make her feel loved, I'm sure she'll absolutely appreciate it. Gentleman without a name sends along a thing and he says, Jim Harbaugh is proposing this because it will make his chances much better because he's not getting the top level players at Michigan. And if he can thin the good players out at Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, and Georgia, that will make his chances much better in Michigan. That's fine. If you believe that, that's fine. You believe that. If you think that's the reasoning, that's fine. I guess you're entitled. I'm sure you're probably watching YouTube videos that you believe are real, too. So I'm just going to leave you with that thought process. We're all so good that Jim Harbaugh just feels like he has to do this. There are actually some people in the world who actually care about what's best for others. They exist. They do exist. They're out there. Joe Rogan. You a fan of Joe Rogan, Anthony? Joe, I remember.
I listen to his podcast.
I've listened to his podcast from time to time, find it interesting. Do you, Joe Rogan just a few weeks ago was saying that if there was going to be, and I had to go back and read it because I knew I'd heard it, that Joe Rogan said, UFC 249, I don't know how they're going to put this thing on, but if they're putting it on, I'm not going to be there. They're going to be putting it on without me. I'm not going to be there. How can they do it safely? All this talk. And then he was there last night. Like front and center. Like in the ring with sweaty people. What the blank? It shows me that sometimes guys are all about the soundbite. all about. And Joe is usually a guy, I find him interesting, compelling, funny as hell, too. But I expected more. If you're taking the big stance, oh, you know, this isn't safe. Why would they be doing this? How can they have an event like this? I know I won't be there. And I'm quoting Joe Rogan flat out. I'm not going to be there. This is going to be going on without me because I'm not going to be there. So what happened? What happened? What's the deal? Let me take you behind the scenes of being in the media. Here's what happened. The paycheck was good. And guess what? I will be the last one to criticize Joe Rogan for taking a great paycheck if he has the opportunity to get it. If you've heard me before, I'll repeat it again. In life, whenever you have a chance to prune the money tree, pick some leaves off and prune the tree and water the tree and cultivate the tree so it provides fruit and beautiful foliage for as long as possible, do it. Do it. So for Joe Rogan, I applaud him for being out there and doing and being at an event. But I'm just trying to wonder what happened. Because he was one of the biggest alarmists that I heard in the media. Oh, gloom and doom. Oh, I don't know if this is going to ever happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen without me. I'm not going to be there. Well, guess what? He was there, front and center. By the way, if you're talking about social distancing, it was that's about as rolling the dice as you can get. Being at a UFC event. That's about as rolling the dice as you can on social distancing. So obviously something happened. I'm sure Joe will address it on his podcast, and he's awesome. He's got a great podcast. Even if you're not a UFC fan, you're going to find Joe, you'll find interesting. But I really, all I ever look for people is, can you give me some level of consistency? If I'm telling you one week, don't drink water. Oh my gosh, are you drinking water? Don't drink water. I don't know why you drink water. I read something this week that water's dangerous. Don't drink it. I'll be the last one to drink water. And then I see you and you're chugging water. I'm going to call you on it and ask, what the hell's going on? I thought you were telling me that water was the biggest danger. Well, then we go to the state of Oregon. And I don't understand what's going on with Governor Kate Brown. And you can read the story at CBS Sports, ESPN.com, and other places. The Oregon governor felt the need on May the 7th, on actually May the 6th, to announce that there will be no sporting events with crowds through the month of September. So the Oregon Ducks are set to have Ohio State come in for a visit, one of the biggest games like ever played. In Oregon football, they're set to do that. Okay, on May the 6th, and again, you've heard me talk about it before. If you are, and let me say it again, if you are wanting to be cautious, that doesn't mean you're scared. I'm not going to be one of those people who uses the term scared. If you're one of the people who wants to get out and get on with your life, as long as you're not being reckless with it, I fully applaud you also. Everybody gets to choose for themselves. But there's no reason on May the 6th to be telling Oregon football you won't be able to have your sporting event, fans in the stands, or anything like that. On May the 6th, we don't know anything about September. Hell, we don't know anything about the last week of May on May the 6th. We don't know what's going on. And we're trusting people with a scientific background. We don't know anything about September. I want to know about the last week of May. It's May the 11th today, right? May 11th. I want to know about the last week of May. Tell me what it's going to be like Memorial Day, 2 weeks from now. To talk about September and what we know, or to put out edicts in May, makes no sense. And honestly, if you want people to believe that potentially you have some agenda or you are being crazily over concerned? That's a good way to do it. Start making decisions for 4 months from now. It makes no sense. Everything, let it breathe. Let it breathe a bit. I think it'll be better for you. Got one here on social media. Alex. Oh, come on, John. You want to say it too. Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland sucked. No. Was it my favorite broadcast? Absolutely not. Did the broadcast bother me less when they got Booger off of some device on the sideline and they're moving him up and down the sideline and going with a shticky Booger mobile? Yes. I like Booger McFarland's insights. I do. Joe Tessitore, it wasn't my favorite broadcast. I'll be very honest. It wasn't my favorite. It didn't make me watch Monday Night Football less. It really didn't. I'm being honest with you. It didn't make me go, man, I'm not watching. I'm not watching. Are you kidding me? Booger McFarland's doing the game. Joe Tessitore's doing the game. I'm not watching. Not at all. I've never done that. I'm there for Monday Night Football. That's what I'm there for. I am watching Monday Night Football. So then we come to the NBA story that is out. And Adam Silver is prepping the Players Association and everyone else with his messaging that when the NBA comes back, there will be no fans. And to me, that sounds completely reasonable. Like, if the NBA is going to play this summer, and they're going to put on their playoff tournament this summer, I find it completely reasonable to say there will be no fans in the stands, or to make the decision that we're going to be back, we're going to start games in July, and all, so at least to begin, we're going to have no fans in the stands, but it looks like with the plan we've come up with to bring the sport back, to finish out our season, we're going to have no fans. Sounds completely reasonable to me. If that's what you need to do to finish out your season and to throw this thing together and to get people back, I get it. But it seems like Adam Silver is saying he's trying to prepare the players that there will be no fans next season either. And again, I'm going to ask the same question I ask of the Oregon governor, Kate Brown. Why? Why are we even talking about this? Why are we talking about no fans like next year? Why would we be talking about what it's going to be in? And if the NBA season does play into the summer this year, they're pushing back next season probably to December. So why would we be talking about December or anything that goes on in 2021? Why would we even be speculating that, yeah, most likely no fans? Like, why? What is that speculation? It doesn't, again, there's some strange stories going on right now in sports, and it's strange messaging, because I think what everybody was talking about, and we talked about it a little bit last week, is these leagues need the revenue, right? We're going to find it out when Major League Baseball, when their owners tomorrow get the proposal. The owners are going to get the proposal tomorrow about how they can bring their sports back. Mark Erne has been updating you on it this morning. That the idea being that they would play within your division and you would play with the corresponding division in the American League. So it's going to be an odd season. You're going to not be playing the Dodgers. Like, if you're on the East Coast, you're not going to be playing the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants. So this is going to be a really strange year. And then more teams in an expanded playoff. I don't think anybody's going to bang their fist on the table and say, this sucks, I don't want it, you know, I'm not doing this, which is crazy to me. I don't think you're going to have any of those people out there. I really don't believe that's going to be the case. But I told you earlier on, I do believe the Major League Baseball Players Association has a danger of its membership stepping up and saying, well, I don't like how the money works out. I don't like the terms. I don't like that. Whatever happens this week, and the first shoe's going to drop on Monday, reportedly, and by tomorrow morning, I'm sure that all of the Major League Baseball insiders will be getting wind of what the final proposal really looks like. And when this story breaks, somebody is going to have their thumbs out and they're going to rattle off a tweet or an Instagram post and tell you how they're disgusted with it. And if it's anybody in Major League Baseball circles, they're going to make a huge mistake. Because everybody around the country is sacrificing right now. They're sacrifice. And when they're sacrifice, that means everybody sacrifices. Even millionaires need to sacrifice. And if the Players Association screws this up, the optics of it are going to be terrible. So I hope that they stay away from social media tomorrow and keep it at a little bit of a distance. Talk about social distancing. All right, coming up, we'll have Cody Benjamin join us from CBS Sports discussing the NFL schedule. I've got some thoughts on the release. Plus, wait till you go on a recruiting visit to Clemson. Man, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.